Well, it's Fionn Jones on the 16th of November. It's a red letter day for those who are interested in the Localism Bill, because today it has become the Localism Act. I'm not sure who's going to be most grateful, whether it's the parliamentary authorities or the manufacturers of reams of paper, because after all, this is 400 pages long. And three quick points about this today. Number one, I think lots of councils have taken a wait-and-see attitude to this. And in some ways, they've been justified because there have been lots of last-minute changes, notably the withdrawal of what was a pledge by the coalition government. It's in the coalition agreement that there would be a referendum locally, a non-binding referendum, if 5% of the people wanted it. And of course, that went a couple of weeks ago. And there have been other significant changes as well. Now, whether these councils are underprepared because they've taken a wait-and-see attitude, I suppose remains to be seen. But we're certainly expecting a large influx of people into our training courses right now because they've been telling us, wait until the bill becomes an act. The second point to make is we expect that there won't be much let-up in the row that is currently pervading the planning system. Indeed, there's a planning paralysis at the moment caused by acute anxiety over the shape of the new revised slimline planning guidelines. And we know that the National Trust is still vigorously prosecuting its campaign against aspects of those guidelines. We also know that neighbourhood planning, whilst taking off in some pilot areas, is yet to have the impact that it's likely to, and we'll be watching that with great interest. The third point to make, and I think the most important one, is that, of course, localism is far, far bigger a concept than the localism bill itself. And our view in the Institute is that you have to put it alongside the massive change in the National Health Service in England, the NHS Reform Bill, which is still going through Parliament, and the Police and Crime Commissioners Initiative. And you need to put all these together in the melting pot to really assess how communities will be different as a result of this major policy plank by the government. Now, what are we doing about it in the Institute? Well, some of you will already be aware that Davy Jones is now going to be running a course called Public Engagement 2012. And that's intended primarily for those of us who work at the sharp end of public engagement and consultation. How are our jobs going to be different as a result of all these changes? The other thing we're doing is running a masterclass. We piloted it yesterday in London very successfully, and we'll be doing it again in Manchester just at the end of the month. And our new localism masterclass tries to tell, through the medium of our worked example, through our storyboard, tries to tell it as it's going to be in the new world where all these different policies come together. So we are including the changes to health and police as well as the Localism Act as it is. So we think those offerings are going to be helpful to our members and to others. We will watch this space. We will remember the day, November the 16th, and we wonder whether in 3 years' time this will be regarded as one of the prime successes of this administration or whether it was same again without much change. And I guess at the moment we don't know, but we will watch this space.